88DX, do you listen?
KFA DNS mobile on the 19.
KFA DNS, K8GAD.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thought I'd catch you here.
How are you on this brisk morning?
Doing good, man. I got the sunglasses on. I think it's going to be a great day.
I agree. I think she's going to be a splendid day.
Yeah, just pulling out of my subdivision, I'm en route, so probably be, what, about 10 or 15 minutes?
I would believe that's fairly accurate.
I'll give you a shout when I'm a little bit closer.
Sounds great. K8GAT monitoring.
KFA-ENF.
Hey, EMH.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
AB9NN W8REJ. Well, did you get your problem fixed with your thingy there?
Handed off the oscilloscope, but couldn't get the coax free enough from the center console to be able to make connections with the antenna analyzer. So I really don't think that it's the radio or the antenna goes through. So I would be shocked if it's SWR problem.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's I know nothing about stuff like that. So I'd be useless to ask, that's for sure. So yeah, I my theory of ham radio is push the button and it runs. Once I get a radio set up, I the way I like it, like my 7300, I just leave it alone.
Yeah, it's very much like that, too. I get a new radio, I'll tweak it until the sun goes down, and then set it aside and use it for months on end, and then I'll go back to find a setting on it, and it's just like foreign territory again.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But the only thing I ever change on mine is the power setting, so I usually run about 85 watts on the HF, and I run full power on my 2 meter in the house, which is 80 watts, so I don't have much of a problem with that.
I'm surprised you don't run 100 watts on
the HF. Yeah, I know what you mean. So, well, anyway, frequency change, we'll get that done, and we'll be good for another several years.
Roger.
Well, that crystal sure looks nice when you come down that hill in the sunshine. It's a pretty sight.
No, it's pretty to look at, but not to shovel, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. That's, but the only shoveling I'm allowed to do anymore is the steps, and she'll let me do about 5 feet. with the push shovel, so I don't get to do a lot anymore. So, well, I got a snow blower I got to try and get rid of here next fall, I think. I think it'll sell better in the fall.
You might be able to move it this winter yet.
Yeah, I probably could, but I have to dig it out and move all that summer crap out of the way to get to it. It's still in the back of the shed.
Sounds like a springtime project.
There you go. So, all right, John, I'll let you go. I'm almost home, not home for the post office here, so I'll pick up my mail and head for home. So, take care. 89NN, W8REJ.
Okay, thanks for the ride along. Just coming over the hill and heading in towards Beulah. Have a great day. Stay safe in the cold. AB9NN Mobile. I'll be monitoring for just a few minutes. AB9NN Mobile monitoring.
KDIS portable.
KI7QMD Mobile monitoring 19. KI7QMD Mobile monitoring 19.
KQIS monitoring mobile.
KI7QMD mobile, say again, please.
KQIS, we're in Harrison. We're sounding pretty spotty right now in mobile.
Yes, sir. You are choppy. All I heard was Harrison, but good to hear you out there. I'll give it a bit to get closer in. KI7QMD mobile.
Yeah, I'll be back in the area here in about 30 minutes or so. I'm out doing some errands in the mobile. So, I don't have a very good antenna on this vehicle for UHF. KDIS will be standing by. KDIS will try it over here. We're in Harrison working through the UHF repeater, but we don't have a very good antenna on here. I guess I could swap it all. I could probably do that. KI7QMD, do you read me out there? KI7QMD, KDIS, stand by.
Good afternoon, Ryan. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, Little Lake System.
Yeah, are you able to read me there, Jim? Can you hear me very well?
I'd say you're 75% into your repeater. How's that?
I'm about 10 miles from my CTH, about 10 miles out from my repeater. So, and I have a 2-meter quarter wave on the, I forgot to swap it out. I was going to swap it out with the other antenna, but I forgot. So, I'm running to the hardware right now to get some supplies. I got something to fix at home, and then I'll be back home. I just wanted to do a little range testing, but obviously it's not working the greatest. I can barely hear it, but it's only transmitting at like 10 watts, so it's pretty good.
All right, Mr. Ryan, hey, well, for 10 miles, you're doing pretty good. ACADG, we'll be putting the radio back on scan mode.
All right, thanks a lot, Jim. KADYS, standing by.
Should have no problem. I was running up there last week in the mobile, and coverage was pretty pretty good, but I was also in a mobile, so. All right, we'll be listening for you. K8BYS.
This is K8BYS. I'll be standby listening.
K8RDV for a radio check at the stage 4 finish. Should be fine here, I think.
Yeah, crystal clear. Crystal clear.
Perfect. I'll radio in on the next checkpoint. K8RDV.
K8BYS, standing by, listening.
K8RDV for a radio check out on Island Lake Road.
Hey, you got a little bit of hissing with you there. A little bit of hissing with you.
Okay, yeah, this is the area I was a little worried about or getting close to it. I got a pretty easy antenna, so I'm not having a problem, but I might still have some issues out in this area. I'll head up the rest of the way to Black River Road, how good it is there.
Are you working out of a mobile, with a mobile antenna?
Yeah, copy that. Handheld's not going to make it for sure.
Alright, I was just wondering. Yeah, you're moving around a little bit. You come in a lot better right there, so. I can hear you. I can hear you fine, so. K8UIS, stand by.
KFADNF on the 19.
Yeah, go ahead. This is K8UIS, station on the 19. How's it going?
Hey, it's going well, man. Beautiful day. Nice to see the sun shining and balmy 20-some degrees. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's not a cloud in the sky here. I'm down in Harrison. Yeah, it's 20-something here, too. It's pretty nice. Yeah. They're out there checking the repeater over in Mile, checking the range on it. It got a different antenna position, so I was listening out for them and just hanging out. I'm heating up some soup on the wood stove.
Yeah, that sounds cozy. Yeah, I was wondering why there was quite a bit of traffic out there today. That's cool. They're working on that repeater down there. I assume that's what you're getting into the system on?
No, I'm connected through All-Star. I'm working through, I got a UHF repeater here, pretty small footprint right now. We're going to get it up on a tower here, hopefully in the next couple of years, but I'm not too worried about it. But yeah, they're doing a snowdrift rally next weekend, I believe. So they use the repeater over there for that.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I haven't delved into the All-Star thing, but I did try some DMR stuff and just got a little frustrated with it. But, yeah, you're coming through just great, crystal clear. It's probably something I should look into as well.
Well, it's a little bit of a chore, but if you stick with it, I've been doing it for quite a few years now, 3 or 4 years. But the audio quality is great. I have some hotspot DMR deals because I travel a lot, so it makes it a lot easier to keep connected with the same people. And I go every day. I'm out on the road, so. But at home here, All Stars, because I have friends downstate and up here, and so I can. Yeah, it's pretty good. All Star network. It keeps that good quality analog audio sound in there. So, and I'm just working you through a handheld right now in my house. So that's the beauty of it. You just got to have internet. That's the only downfall. But if you have a nice site like at my house, I've got a 70-foot tower, and I have a remote base on VHF. I can get out probably 25 miles away from my house, so it works pretty good.
Yeah, that's awesome. I did build a little Raspberry Pi a hot spot for DMR, but just got frustrated with the, the Brandmeister's not too bad, but I can't remember the other one that has talk groups. That one's really problematic, and I just could not get it to work, so I kind of gave up on it. And, you know, then I heard guys like you talking in similar setup with All-Star and thinking I should probably go down that rabbit hole, but, you know, frankly, the time and energy hasn't been sufficient to dive into it yet.
Yeah. Well, the problem that I have here where I live in the center of the state, I don't know if you know where Clare County is, but it's right dead center in the middle of the lower peninsula. There's really not a whole lot of stuff going on. You got the IRA repeater, and then we got a VHF repeater up here, but that's about it. And there's really not a whole lot going on, so the mile repeater's just out of my reach here. Even at 70 feet, I can barely get into it. It's like 70 miles. And so some of those northern repeaters, I can't quite hit with an RF signal. That's just the way it is. So All-Star makes it possible to communicate up north. And I travel up north mainly, so if there's ever a problem here at my house, my family could reach me if needed, you know.
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea of where you're at, and I didn't realize that was such a dead zone for coverage, but it's kind of nice having this link repeater system up here that's not linked to the entire state. I've jumped on some of those before, and sometimes you get a lot of traffic on it, and it's hard to use them. But I do kind of like this system that covers just the northwest side of the state, which is primarily where I'm going. So it works out pretty well for me. But taking road trips is definitely a challenge when you don't know the area and the repeaters and things like that. So I could see how that All-Star would be pretty slick for that.
Yeah, it's fairly straightforward if you're good with computers to set one up. You just got to have the equipment. If you want something that'll reach out like a repeater or something, it's kind of a more elaborate setup at your house. But I have a remote base that pretty much works as a simplex node. But I was actually trying to build one for a friend, and recently the Raspberry Pi Imager, I believe is what the software, I went on there, and it updated, and it's different than last year, than what I loaded the image on. It's not giving me the options that it gave me before. For like the the username and all the information that you can enter in addition initially to set it up. So I just stopped messing with it. I didn't even proceed yet. It takes several hours. I've got one up in Cedar, and I built a couple down here, and so it's definitely well over the 50-hour mark of doing all of it.
Well, yeah, I bought myself a cheap Windows laptop for the purpose of doing some of this programming. I'm a Mac guy and just got sick and tired of trying to make my Mac work with some of these programming software things, and I told myself, okay, now that I've got a Windows computer, I can spend some time doing all this stuff, but just really haven't gotten the bug for it. KF8 ENF identify.
Was that ENF? KF8 ENF?
Correct. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot.
Alrighty, Roger. Oh, Bentley. We got Ryan here. I think I've talked to you a couple times. I was up in the Sioux, I believe, when I talked to you last. It was probably last fall, so it's been a little while. So, Well, just stick with it. Yeah, if you're a Mac, if you like Apple, I'm sorry because I'm not and I don't know anything about it, but ham radio doesn't really work. Everything with ham radio doesn't really work with Apple, I've heard anyway, so I've got just Windows, so. But everything I do with my Android phones with it, if I need to travel, it just seems to work pretty, I can do pretty much anything from my phone with the All-Star as well, which is kind of nice. If I'm testing something, it's kind of hard to find, at weird hours of the day, it's hard to find another person to test, because there's only like two or three hams in Clark County that are active on VHF, UHF, pretty much. That's it. There's like two or three people, so. All right, I'm going to eat my soup here. I've had it on there for about an hour. It's on the wood stove here, and it's warm enough for me, so. I'm going to have a little soup, and I got some nachos and cheese here. I'm going to eat some of that, and we'll be standing by. We're listening for that station. I didn't write his call sign down. He's out there doing some range testing. KUIS, standing by. Good talking with you.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. I think I do remember talking to you one time, so enjoy that soup. Stay warm, and hopefully we'll catch you another time. KF8, ENF.
This is KUIS. We're checking in here on our here. I think we should get that spot, so thank you very much for all the work.
Yeah, you're breaking up just a hair there. You're dropping in and out there.
Yeah, not bad. I just dropped a bit on the side too, so I didn't figure it'd be too good. So yeah, all the way out here towards Black River, we're gonna struggle a little bit, but at least it gets through somewhat.
Yeah, I was gonna write your call sign down, but it might be a little hard to hear it because you're in and out a little bit. If you get closer, I was just curious whereabouts you were from and stuff, but no big deal. If you're busy, that's fine too. We're just standing by here.
That's Kilo X Delta Victor. I'll radio in when I get a little closer to a repeater and get a little more solid signal.
Okay, thank you very much. Yep. Be careful out there. KABYS. Stand by. KDYS. KDYS.
KE8RDB monitoring.
KE8RDB. Is that right?
That's Kilo Echo 8 Radio Delta Victor.
Copy that. All right. I'm assuming you're the guy doing some testing around there. I didn't realize you were from up there. A couple years ago, there were some guys from out of state helping out with that.
Copy that. Yep. No, I'm local. I'm back on my home base now, but. Yeah, I just figured it was a nice day to go check the coverage since I knew that antenna got adjusted and moved to a new tower. So it's a little better out there, but still pretty rocky to get out there to that far reach on Black River.
Yeah. Could you hear the repeater? Was the receive on it pretty choppy out there too?
There are a few spots where it got really choppy, at least while moving. Probably would have been fine if I'd been staying stationary, but it's not going to make it up for this year, but I got a repeater going out there on Camp 3 Road in the spring, so that'll help cut that coverage next year, but yeah, for now we'll just have to play it by ear there.
Yeah, well, if somebody's stationary, they could throw up a little base antenna maybe or something on a pole. I don't know if that's possible. All right, I'll let you go. I'm going to kick back here. Thanks for coming back to me. You got Ryan here in Harrison.
K8DYS. I'll be standing by.
K8RDV, clear.
K8FTW monitoring.